Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah group has inked a deal with rival Hamas to end their long-running feud and form an interim government ahead of elections within a year. Israel said the accord, which was brokered in secrecy by Egypt, would not secure peace in the Middle East and urged Abbas to carry on shunning the Islamist movement, which has governed the Gaza Strip since 2007 after ousting Fatah in a civil war. Forging Palestinian unity is regarded as crucial to reviving any prospect for an independent Palestinian state, but Western powers have always refused to deal with Hamas because of its refusal to recognize Israel and renounce violence. Gershon Baskin is the founder and co-CEO of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information. He says he is doubtful that Hamas and Fatah will conclude this agreement.
Well, I'm not sure that we can draw any long-term conclusions on it because what was agreed upon for the moment is a framework agreement without much meat on the bones. There are still major issues that have to be determined in negotiations between Fatah and Hamas. What they have decided is that they want to create a government, a unity government of technocrats. They want to have new elections within a year, I understand in 8 months from now, and they want those elections to be for the position of president of the Palestinian Authority, for the parliament of the Palestinian Authority, or the future Palestinian state, and for the Palestinian National Council, the PNC, which is very important, and this is the main new point which has been added to the agenda, because the PNC is the body, the representative body of the PLO. So they're talking about recreating or reviving the Palestine Liberation Organization, in which Hamas will play a role. Now, what they still have to decide is who's going to be prime minister, how they're going to create a government, what's going to happen with the security cooperation that exists between the Palestinian Authority security forces in the West Bank and Israel, and no security cooperation in Gaza. Are the security forces going to be coordinated and merged? Is there a joint chain of command? Are all the teachers in Gaza who were fired and replaced by Hamas teachers going to be reinstated? 80,000 Palestinian Authority employees who are paid by the Fayyad government in Ramallah not to work in Gaza? Are they going to go back to work in the ministries? There are so many questions that are open and undetermined that it seems very difficult for me to imagine that they will actually conclude this agreement.
Now, how about Palestinian reaction to this?
Well, Palestinians in general are very happy because the Palestinian public was very dissatisfied with the split, with the divide between the two regimes. It seemed unnatural for them, and at a time when agreement with Israel on peace seems very unlikely, why not devote your energies toward rebuilding the Palestinian house, is the way that they talk about it. I don't think that the public in general, which has been very positive in wanting this unity, this reconciliation to take place, has really thought deeply about what the repercussions might be in terms of American support, European support, what's supposed to happen in the United Nations in September. Will the world continue to support the creation of a Palestinian state if half of it is run by Hamas, if Hamas is part of the government, if Hamas doesn't accept the conditions that were laid by the international community to recognize Israel and to renounce terror? What will happen? Will the Palestinians still have the support of the world?
Now, of course, Israel is not happy about this decision, is it?
Well, the government of Israel wouldn't be happy about anything. Prime Minister Netanyahu is not happy if they're divided, is not happy if they're together. And it doesn't really matter because the government of Israel has no intention of moving forward with any kind of negotiations that the Palestinians could agree to. So the Israeli response was rather expected and rather empty of any real importance.
So is there any hope of resuming talks at all between the Palestinians and Israelis?
Only if the quartet issues a set of parameters for negotiations that would obligate the sides to sit at the table where the framework of the negotiations is determined. Because the Palestinians see no sense of going into negotiations that are open-ended without any parameters to them, they're not negotiating for the sake of negotiations. And it seems that the government of Netanyahu, best position vis-a-vis international pressure would be to say, we're negotiating with the Palestinians. It doesn't really matter if they come to an agreement or not. And what Prime Minister Netanyahu is willing to offer the Palestinians is far below even a starting point that the Palestinians are willing to accept.
All right, well, that wraps it up for me and my questions, but do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think the other important issue to look at is, will a Palestinian national unity agreement speed up the process of negotiating the release of the kidnapped soldier in Gaza, Gilad Shalit? President Abbas has always said that he would want to have Shalit released in a reasonable prisoner deal, but he has no influence over Hamas, who are holding Shalit. And now if there is a unity government and Abbas is the accepted president of the unity government, then he does have influence. And the question is, can we expect after 5 years to see Gilad Shalit finally coming home?